We pray for love for all people. Bless this meal, bless this gathering, and bless our fellowship. God bless Art for Life. Amen.
Souls through their creativity, through their honestness, and through their soul. And it is with that that they really are able to communicate and make a difference in this world. And all of you tonight, I am really overwhelmed by the love and support that I see here and all the children around me. And I take this very, very personally, and thank you very, very much.
Lincoln Center, New York Presbyterian Hospital, the New York Public Library, the San Remo Tenants Corporation, and the Alex Hellman Family Foundation. That's a lot, okay? That's a guy who cares. He's also the Vice Chairman and Investment Committee Chairman for the Whitney Museum of American Art, as well as the Chairman of the Board for both the De La Salle Academy and the Studio Museum in Harlem. He's also a friend of ours. We love him, we've known him for very long. Thank you for your support and your work and your heart. Please, you guys, give a round of applause to Ray McGuire.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, Vincent. Normally with a congregation like this, it would take a long time, but since nobody listens here, let me be brief.
An incredible force on both sides of the camera. They're a creative powerhouse who together have amassed 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards, 2 Golden Globes, 2 Oscars, and 3 children. Yet they still find time to support their favorite causes. Susan Sarandon is an extremely versatile actress who brings her own brand of sex appeal and intelligence to every role and has garnered some serious recognition and reward of her exceptional talent. In addition to being an award-winning actor, she's also a true humanitarian, which is why we're here in every sense of the word. She's involved in numerous charities and is a strong advocate in support of various issues, including homelessness, HIV, AIDS, world hunger, human rights, women's issues, teen pregnancies, youth poverty. I mean, this is Susan Sarandon, so you guys get an idea of what I'm saying. She generously gives all of her time and her energy to all of these causes, lending her voice and name to some of the moral issues we face today as a society, and truly making an impact on the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Now wait, as if that wasn't enough, then we have the very fabulous Tim Robbins, who as well has a long list of notable film credits, both in front of and behind the camera. He has been the artistic director of the Actors Gang, a nonprofit group in LA that provides free theatrical training to teens in grade and high school programs. He's also the co-founder of the Dead Man Walking Theater Project. I like that name. The Dead Man Walking Theater Project, whose stage adaptation of Dead Man Walking has been performed for 2 years and introduced into the curriculum.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. How many people went to private school? How many went to public school? I went to public school in New York City in the 70s, and I am a beneficiary of arts education in the public schools. I got to direct 3 plays in my high school, and that taught me how to direct and made me focus on what I wanted to do with my life. That was all for free, it was all for the private public school system. We have kids in private school right now, they're getting arts education. The kids in the public schools aren't. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we want to thank you for your support. I want to thank Russell and Kimora for doing this, because it's absolutely essential. Kids need arts in their education. We're lucky enough to have our kids bring home stuff from school. Great pieces of work and art, great little pieces of music that they made up. They're starting to understand who they can be in life. Thank God that we have money. We give it over to this organization in lieu of the fact that our government isn't doing that work in our public schools. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. I went to public school only I acted. Jeez. See what happens. I want to thank you all for your generosity. I did everything Tim said. I just want to add that, you know, if you want to change your life, or you want to better your life, or you want to change the world, it has to start with imagining that that can happen. And so the imagination is a very, very powerful muscle. And it's something that has to be, you know, exercise from the very beginning, because that's where you learn to write things, whether it's rap or short stories or movies or whatever it is, rather than taking out your frustration and your anger and your hopelessness in other areas and listening to music. And so not only for kids to have art to find out who they are, but also to tell people who they are, and for them to see other artists that they didn't know existed that are from their community, that are from their neighborhoods, gives them some glimpse into what is possible. And that's the brilliance of this program. Those few of you who are listening, for listening,